basically what it is, there's people going around in the Jeep. They're claiming to have been working on a big, big job, that they were tarmacking some big job. They have tar left over. They don't want to waste it. And all they're looking for is the cost of the labour to lay it. And obviously it's quite tempting to big movie, large car park or road to tar and that, but there is a scam going on. I know of a couple of people in the Twin Towns area that have been caught, paid the money. And a lot of time what happens is even if you go out and stand there and inspect it and you're not happy with the job, it can be quite intimidating. I don't want to say any more than that, like, but it's not a matter of refusing them to pay it once you come up, because it could be, when they actually start the job, there could be quite a few of them there. Like, it's one thing when someone comes and approaches you and gives you a deal that's too good to be true. It might be well dressed and well presented and might have a nice approach, but when it comes to getting the money, then it could be a different situation altogether. Now, this is not the first time. This has been happening down the country, and really you're not given an option, but you have to pay. Otherwise, they would keep coming back and back. Like, so it's something people need to be very wary of. It sounds too good to be true. Obviously, it is too good to be true. And this is just one of many, many scams. So any farmers, businesses, or householders that they're seeing anybody going around it, I would imagine these people are not going to confine themselves to the Twin Towns. They'll probably be operating on both sides of the border. And at this stage, they could even be out of the county and some of the neighbouring counties, you know. But people need to be aware that these people are operating in the area.